Maseches Kilayim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. The previous Mishnah had laid out the rules of what one is to do when he has a batch of seeds he intends to plant, let's say barley, and there is some other foreign species, some other kind of seed mixed into the seeds he intends to plant. So for argument's sake, he has some wheat kernels mixed into the barley. So the Mishnah came out that if you have more than 23 parts of the desired seed relative to one part of the not desired seed, or put a different way, you have less than one part of the undesired seed to 23 parts of the desired seed, then you are okay. Anything more than that, meaning more than one part in 24 of the undesired seed, then it has to be adjusted. Now, there was a discussion if you have two different types of adulterating impurities, you know, you're planting barley and you have, let's say, wheat and oats mixed in, what the lachas are then. But in any case, it revolved around the one part out of 24. Now, this Mishnah will say, B'medavar memorim, when did that apply? That's tfuah b'tfuah. If you have, let's say, wheat, barley, spelt, oats, rye, mixed up one with the other. Or kitnius b'kitnius, where you have different kinds of plants for which you eat those seeds, like, for example, rice, millet, sorghum, beans, peas, lentils, etc. Those are kitnius. So if you have two different kinds of beans, peas, etc., that are mixed together, again, it's one part in 24 is the threshold. Tfuah b'kitnius, same goes if you have some grain mixed into your various, you know, beans, peas, etc. Or kitnius b'tfuah, if you have lentils or rice, etc., mixed into your grain. And all those four permutations, the threshold is at one part in 24. Now, be'emes amru, the Mishnah says, the truth is, but when it says be'emes amru, which literally means the truth is, or the truth is they said, that means that this carries the weight as if it were halachal moshmi Sinai, that zerone gina. Now, what are zerone gina? Zerone gina literally means garden seeds, but in contrast to tavua and kitnius, which are foodstuffs that one eats the seeds themselves. In the case of grain, you eat the wheat kernel once it's processed. In the case of, you know, beans and peas, you're eating the actual seed of the bean or pea. But zeronagina are seeds that you plant to grow some other plant. Like, for example, a tomato. You plant the tomato seed to get your tomatoes. You don't want to eat tomato seeds, you want to eat tomatoes. Same goes for cucumbers, same goes for carrot, turnip, etc. So if you have carrot seeds, which are zeronagina, you don't eat the seed, you will eat the product from which the seed grows. So though in such a case, the measurement is not quite the same. The measurement is that you look not at simply one part in 24 to be the threshold, but rather you have to consider the fact that when you plant zeronagina in a field, let's say cucumber seeds. So here's the case. If you had your sa'a container filled with wheat seeds, and your child sprinkled in some cucumber seeds. So it's not the same as the previous Mishnah, which said, well, as long as there's less than 1/24 of the mixture, cucumber seeds, you're okay. Because when it comes to cucumbers, of course, those plants are quite big. And if you have even less, you know, if cucumber seeds go a long way, so you'll have a lot of cucumbers in the field, and it will look like you have a significant portion of cucumbers growing in the wheat field, which would suggest that you did it on purpose. And that, of course, is what's forbidden. So that being the case, if, let's say, for argument's sake, you plant in a field of a given size, when it comes to wheat, you plant a whole container of seeds. Let's, you know, call it 12 liters of seed, which is approximately the same as a saw. But if in that same size field, you would plant half as many seeds if you're growing cucumbers, so for argument's sake, 6 liters, you know, half a saw. So then we're saying that the cucumbers are, so to speak, twice as potent or go twice as far, the seeds of the cucumbers, then the wheat. And therefore, the ratio is twice as strict. Meaning, if we said before it was 1/24 was the threshold, if you have, let's say, barley in your wheat, but if you have cucumber seeds in your wheat, assuming that you plant the density of cucumber seeds half as much in a given area relative to wheat, so in my example I said before, so then it wouldn't be 1/24, but rather twice as strict, meaning 1/48 of the mixture, if they were cucumber seeds in my example, that would ruin the mixture. So I know from experience, half the people understand that perfectly because they're math people, and half the people are not quite clear on it because they're not math people. The truth is, everyone, math people, not math people alike, can definitely understand this. It's not very complicated. just a little tricky for me to explain. I'm going to try it again to make sure it's clear. The idea is that there's a 1:24 threshold when it comes to kidneys and grains. And we assume that they all roughly are planted in the same density in a field. When it comes to other plants, so typically you need much less seed to fill up the same amount of area because the plants that come from those seeds are larger. When it comes to, you know, grain, they're grasses, they're very tall and skinny. But obviously other plants like a turnip or a radish or a cucumber or a tomato, the plant is much bigger and therefore you use much fewer seeds. And therefore the outcome will be that if you have even a few tomato seeds, you'll end up having quite a lot of tomato plant coverage in your field and will look like you purposefully planted tomatoes in your wheat field, and that's the problem. So therefore, the rule is going to be that if you plant half as much seed, let's say of tomato or cucumber, whatever it is, in the field, same amount of area relative to wheat, then half as much seed will be the problem if it mixes in. So if the argument, the problem before was a quarter kav, however much that is, 500 cc, 500 milliliters in your saah of wheat. Now, if assuming that the cucumbers or tomatoes are, you know, go twice as far, so then the measurement would be half as much as the threshold. So instead of a quarter kav, it's an eighth of a kav. Instead of 500 cc, 500 milliliters, it'll be 250 milliliters will be the problem when it comes to tomatoes and cucumbers, assuming that you plant half as many seeds for the same amount of area as wheat or barley. Now, the way the Mishnah describes this, it uses two different terms. It uses a term for volume called a saah, which I said before already is roughly 12 liters. And it uses an area, a measure of area on the two dimensions, called a base saah. A base saah, which is happens to be 50 by 50 amos, 2,500 square amos, is the amount of space in which one would normally plant a saah of wheat kernels, of grain. So if you have a saah, which is a measurement that's called 12 liters of wheat kernels, and you're going to go out and plant your seed efficiently and effectively, you will cover one base saah, 50 by 50 meters, with that saah worth of seeds. You wouldn't do any less dense because then you're wasting land, and you wouldn't do any more dense because then it won't grow effectively, it won't grow well. You know, the seeds are too planted too close together, then the grain won't grow properly and it'll sort of starve itself. So that's the idea. So the Mishnah here inside refers to a nofil abesa, the amount of seeds that go to plant a besa. So the principle should be clear. Hopefully the words will now be clear. We read inside here one more time. Be'emes amru, the truth is they said, zero negina, when it comes to plants that you don't eat the seeds, she'ein nechalin, those seeds are not eaten, they just make plants. And that's why you're planting the seeds to get the plants. Mitzdarfin echad me'esrim barba, if you have two different kinds, let's say, for example, again, tomatoes and cucumbers, seeds mixed into your, let's say, barley seeds, they combine together, not as a 24th of the total volume, but a 24th of benofa labesa, of what you would use to plant a besa. Now, somehow the math can get a little confounding, but it actually is really simple. If a sa of seeds plants a besa of area, when it comes to wheat and barley, etc., and let's say cucumbers, the seeds go twice as far, that would mean half a sa of seeds plant a base saw of land. And therefore, you can allow already at half as much seeds of cucumbers or tomatoes would be a problem relative to how much would be a problem if it were barley, etc. I hope that's clear. Reb Shimon Omer, Kishem Shamar L'Achmer, Kach Amar L'Hakel. Reb Shimon says, listen, it's true that in most cases, zero negina go much further, much fewer seeds go on the ground for a given area. But that's not always the case. Sometimes, says Rav Shimon, you could actually need to plant those seeds more densely, and therefore they don't go as far. And that would be the case of flax. So flax is a plant from which you get linen, and it is planted very, very densely. So instead of using one saw worth of seeds to plant a base saw of area, meaning instead of using the standard 12 liters of seeds to plant an area 50 by 50 almost in size, what you'll do is you'll plant three saw worth of seeds, of flax seeds, in that area. And that being the case, the flax seeds go not, they go less far, they're less potent than standard grain and quinoa. And so in this case, since you plant three times as much in the same amount of area, you'll be allowed to have three times as much impurity of flax seeds in your wheat or barley before it's a problem. So for example, instead of being 1/24 of the mixture being the problem, it becomes, if it's flax seeds that's mixed in, 3/24 of the mixture that becomes a problem. That's the Mishnah says inside. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kishem Sha'am Lahachmir, the same way the rabbis, whoever they were, and the Be'emes Amru, said, Zeyon Gina are strict. Kach Am Lahakil, it can also be a leniency. For example, Hapishtan Betfua, if you have flax seeds mixed into your grain, Mitzarefes Echad Me'esrim Varba, Benof Labesa. The flax also combines in a ratio that is how much of its flax seed would be planted into a besa, which is three times as much. Gosh, I hope it's clear. Again, the words, let me translate them slowly again. It's echad me'esrim, it's 1/24, one esrim ve'esrim varba, 1/24, benofala besa, of how much flax seed would be planted in a given besa. And the answer is, since it's, when it comes to flax, you don't plant one sa, you plant three sa in a besa. So therefore, the seeds go only a third as far, and therefore the violation of impurities when it comes to flax seeds is three times more lenient, and you'll be allowed three times as much seeds, meaning up to not 1/24, but 3/24 of the mixture being flax seed before you have to address the impurities.